Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and hope you are fine. And, you know, welcome to another episode of DX Talks. And this one is kind of special. I think it's very important to understand what's happening in the world of AI, how AI can really be that, especially on the business perspective, a big aid, and how it can change everything that we know. Today, we're hosting a good friend and a leader in the space of AI. Today he's joining us from Saudi, from Leap, pre one day of the event itself. It's a big hype. A Dubai-based AI campus initiatives and startup, an Australian startup also. A lot of innovation. So without further ado, really let me welcome Innova, and let me welcome my friend Yusuf. Yusuf, welcome on board. Welcome to DX Talks. Welcome to the future of that digital space and the digital transformation.
Thanks, Rudy. Thanks for the great introduction. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah.
Yusuf, I want you to introduce yourself. What are you doing? What's happening? And then we'll go into the questions.
All right. So I'm Yusuf Jalloul, founder and CEO of Innova AI Solutions. Innova started, we launched actually 6-7 months ago, but it had started around 2 years ago because our team has been together for quite a while. We started with the vision of democratizing AI by productizing AI and making it simple for users to be able to create different AI tools and deploy them quickly. And that vision led to us building a platform which allows users to build no-code AI tools, things like chatbots, chat sites, AI generative courses, anything you can imagine, actually. We have a lot of IP that we've invested in over the past 2 years, like a generative AI engine that's different than what's out there in the market, something that speeds up the generation and allows AI to really respond super fast. We are LLM agnostic, and what that means is that we can work with any LLM. So if we're talking about OpenAI, any model 4.0, 0.1, even DeepSeek, the one that's been driving people crazy the past few days. So we don't mind if the model is foundational or open source. We don't care, actually. We're looking at the layers above that. And that's what helps people really make the most use out of these models. Not just as a chat tool. So what I mean by a chat tool is that people use ChatGPT mostly just to generate text. We're using it in a different way to actually let people, let the engine do different things, like calculations, generation of graphs and analysis, something like, So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, and would you say this is how AI or Innova is really revolutionizing the AI industry? And what's making that approach unique versus others?
All right. So at Innova, as I said, we're productizing AI. What I mean by that is we're not using, like a lot of the solutions in the market are just using AI to generate. So summarizers or text, just a second. So can you repeat the question, Rudy, please?
Yeah, we're talking about the innovation part. What Innova is bringing as AI solutions to make the revolution in this AI industry, and what makes the approach unique versus others?
Yes. So what Innova does is we've invested heavily into our own foundational technology that allows us to quickly deploy different AI tools or LLMs or different AI engines in complex workflow systems. So today we look at AI as an assistant that allows humans to do tasks on a better level and allows us to take better decisions. So with AI, we don't want to replace the human. We want to empower people. And that's how we're productizing AI. Now, when we talk about complex AI systems, a lot of what we see in the market is kind of linear. So one engine, one output. Whereas what we're doing, we are building multiple engines at the same time. So multiple LLMs talking together in agentic frameworks. So we have AI agents, and what that means is the LLM has different employees doing different tasks, specialized in doing these tasks. So if you want a research assistant, you can have that research assistant on a PhD level, let's say, and they're doing the research for you, and that assistant can give the data to another AI assistant or AI agent that does the analysis after somebody does the research. So what you can do with that is, instead of wasting your time on doing research, the AI is doing the research for you, and you're getting the knowledge that you need in order to make better decisions. So having said that, what we did was we built the foundational technology, our own tech, in order to be able to orchestrate these kind of engines and these kind of systems in a simplified way. So we did the hard work so users can go in, create those tools, create those agents without any code, with plain English, basically, and then deploy them in different applications and different tools, standalone, any way they want.
It's very interesting approach on, you know, how things really move. And you're participating in LEAP, and LEAP is one of the, you know, biggest events, most anticipated event in AI, in, you know, future tech, and so on. What really Innova is bringing as AI solutions to LEAP this year, and what are you mostly excited about from exhibiting and from attending?
So first of all, I'd like to mention that we were invited to LEAP. We were identified as one of the innovative startups around the world, and they sent us an invitation, which we're very proud of. That being said, we wanted to do something special for LEAP. So we put together a tool called ChatSight. And ChatSight is basically your generative AI website that generates on a hyper-personalized level for each user. So basically, when you go into the website and ask for something, it will generate it based on the content it's been trained on. Think of it as the AI Lincoln bio or AI microsite for each website, for each brand or product. And you can use this in different places. We're going to give a free chat site to everybody who passes by our booth, and they can see the power of our engine and what AI can really do for them. Yeah, and we're looking forward to being part of LEAP. It's always been exciting. They've had several successes, and hopefully we'll be able to showcase different technologies there as well. So don't forget to pass by our booth.
Yeah, and what products will you be launching there or bringing with you? And what attendees can expect from your participation in that as a startup and as a selected startup?
All right. So as a selected startup, definitely we're going to be like in the startup section. We're going to be there displaying several technologies. So we have a product called Builder. And as I mentioned before, BLDR, so is the Everything AI app, where you can go in and create your own AI tools, AI agents, link them to different tools, and get them to to interact and do things on your behalf. So we have a product that we're launching as well, or we're showcasing, sorry, called Lens. Lens is your interactive AI dashboard. Basically, you connect it to your database, and you ask it to generate different visualizations of graphs and different analysis. And based on this analysis, it generates different dashboards, which you can save and share with your team. We also have a tool called AI Academy, which is the AI LMS, generative LMS, that you can feed it your content and courses, and it gives the student the info on a hyper personalized level. The advantage of the AI Academy isn't just the delivery of the information, it's also the analysis of the learning path of the student, because the AI is we've built in the background an AI tracking engine to see how the student is developing while they're taking the course. It analyzes and summarizes the whole experience, so we get to know how we can enhance the experience and deliver a better one for the learning purpose of the student.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Knowing what's happening in the Middle East, AI innovation at its best, there's a lot of funding being put in from Saudi to Dubai, from Bahrain to Qatar, especially in the Gulf region. And you're based also in Dubai and in the Gulf, trying to service the market. Where do you see the role of Innova AI as a solution that really plays transformation in the region?
So the region is very promising. What I want to say is that 5 years ago, maybe, or 10 years ago, the region was a follower. We were importing tech from the States, from Europe. We were always following and adapting and adopting whatever comes to us. Whereas what I'm seeing now is that technology is being founded in the MENA region. We are the creators, we're the leaders. A lot of great startups are coming out of this region. A lot of people are putting a lot of time and effort. And the interesting thing is that gray matter is shifting from being based in the States, in Europe, or whatever, to the MENA region, because it's so promising. And there's a lot of advancement and development. And the infrastructure and the readiness in order to do business, especially when it comes to the governmental policies like 2030 by Saudi Arabia and in UAE, for instance, DIFC, the program that we joined, they're making it easy and flexible for startups to come and get registered and launch. I think we have around 2,000 to 4,000AI startups in Dubai. So that's a big number. Like, with AI being so early on, it's a very fresh industry. I'm not talking about ML, machine learning, and big data. I'm talking about AI based on LLM or orchestration. It's a very, very early industry. There are a lot of people that are getting into it, they're jumping on board, and there are a lot of amazing ideas coming out of the region. Personally, I live in Australia, and I was based in Australia, but I chose to come and open up in Dubai because of the flexibility of business. So it's a very attractive area and very innovative area, with all the people that are coming here and collaborating together, and the space is growing, and that's what we want to see.
Yeah, indeed. And this brings challenges in business. that are facing or adopting AI. You know, there's a lot of AI hype, and then, you know, every other word today is AI. And this is where you're offering services to overcome those challenges. Can we dive a little bit deeper in terms of, the business solutions that really they want to solve, and then how you're solving it?
Yes. A lot of people see AI as simple chatbots. So sometimes when we're talking to people who are not in the industry, to them, because ChatGPT has become so mainstream, they think that AI is just a chatbot. So they're like, okay, I don't need a chatbot. I don't need that. They don't see how AI can be productized. And this is where we come in with a capability matrix, and we do an analysis for the business in order to then suggest a full AI transformation from front-facing, client-facing tools to the database layer. So AI can actually make an impact on companies, on businesses, on their data layer, on their internal operations, or on their customer level. Just to give an example, with Builder, you can create your own AI call center, for instance, based on AI agents and AI employees, and where people, instead of going and chatting with a simple chatbot, they're chatting with an AI chatbot. You're collecting the data. And what's beautiful about it is you can embed your products into it. You can embed your services into it. You can sell through it. So you can have your shopping experience in the chatbot. So when people call on a certain service, they can actually complete it and have the fulfillment within the chatbot. This is one. So we're not talking about a chatbot. We're talking about a whole engine it's a call center support system. On another thing, I'm going to give you an example. We had a client that had around 1 terabyte of data on a local server, offline, not connected to the internet. And at one point, they wanted to go to the cloud. So migrating that data from the local server to the cloud, based on their calculations, it would take around a year because the data was images. If we wanted to orchestrate that with AI, we did the calculation, we did the analysis, and that would take 2 months. So why? Because simply the human limitation of doing these repetitive tasks, you can only get so many humans with your budget, whereas with AI, you can have millions of agents doing the work at the same time. So this is the difference, and this is what you can be able to see in the future. In the future, I believe that human labor will be reduced to something very minimal, around 5-10%, and it won't be as intensive. So what I mean by that is that when you have to do a presentation or a pitch for a client, as you can see, there are tools that are creating these presentations now. You're on your end, you have to make the decision of, is this content valid? Is it good? Can we use it in the right way? And that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to help you with as a business. We're here to look at your business, assess it, and tell you this is where you can benefit in order to optimize, either generate more revenues or improve your bottom line, or maybe even secure your data.
Very interesting approach. Any specific industries, or in general, every single industry could be catered by your solutions?
Rudy, you are a digital transformation expert, and I want to stress on that. With digital transformation, when people were getting aware to it, they understood that digital transformation comes across the board. So with Innova, AI comes across the board. We have industry-specific applications and industry-specific workflows, but our solutions, work across all industries. So healthcare, education, fintech, edtech, anything really, e-commerce, retail. We have interactive avatars. I could be an interactive avatar at one point where I can be doing an interview with you, but not the real me, just a virtual person, and you're talking to them and they have all my knowledge, and that's saving me up space to go spend some time on the beach, let's say. So we do have,
things are changing heavily.
Yes, definitely.
And this is where it brings me to two different questions in one: ethics and data privacy. Can you tell me more? Can you know, because also enterprises and corporate companies, they want to save some of their data on site. How could you, you know, help in this? And the second part, ethic part of AI implementations, knowing what's happening in the world today. Can you share some info on this?
Definitely. Wow, those are the two hardest topics in AI now. First of all, let's talk about data sovereignty and data security. Those, I believe, are not a problem, because today we can put open source models on-prem, not connected to the internet, and you can be connected to the core systems of the institution, whether it's a fintech, banking institution, or an insurtech, insurance service provider. So when we have these on-prem models, so let's say, for instance, DeepSeek is the hot one right now, or Llama, and they're not connected to the internet, they don't allow for data to be leaked or for anybody to manipulate these models. So it can be in a very secure environment managed by the institution itself, and this is not a problem anymore. So we prioritize that in our applications, definitely for our enterprise clients that want that kind of security and data sovereignty, and even we keep the data on their level without moving it in a lot of instances. Now, when we talk about ethics in AI, sadly, a lot of people can now take any video online and repurpose it. And we've seen a lot of meme videos with presidents or public figures talking and doing this. There's no real way to control it as of now. AI has not fully replaced, has not been 100% refined, let's say. So you can still tell that the video is AI because the movement is repeated, or there are certain small things that cannot be managed. And these ethics are based on the users. So users can either use AI maliciously or use it for the good of humanity. You can't really control somebody who's going to, let's say, rob a bank at gunpoint. That's their choice. They want to go rob the bank. It's the same with AI. So you can't control somebody who's going to take this video, repurpose us, and make us say things or do things in the virtual world that we do not agree or consent to. So this is where I believe awareness, regulations, and governance comes in. Governments must lead this time, because it's not in the hands of the institutions to come and put these regulations. And I'd like to reach out to governments right now and extend an open arm that if there is any help that us on the business level can do to come in and help with the regulations and set them up and put these whatever we can do, we're here. But governments must take the initiative and lead to put these regulations. They should. It's part of AI democratization and security, or we're gonna have problems very soon. I think.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point of view here. Now, I just want to focus my last two questions before we end this, this nice episode. Is what advice would you like to give startups looking to integrate AI into their business and innovating? And we'll go the last one, you know, talking beyond Leap and so on. Let's go for the first part.
All right. So the best advice I can give startups, the best advice that I can give startups who want to integrate AI and innovate is talk to us. We will help you do that. No, but
you have a huge mentorship, you know, acumen,
yeah,
and your and exactly. innovation and so on. So I think, yeah, they could benefit from your experience and from the solutions heavily. Maybe maybe empower startups also to build solutions on your solution. Yes.
We can empower them to build solutions on our platforms. But really, if I want to give like a heart to heart advice to any founder. I would say don't go all in with your investment quickly. What I do is I like to do small experiments. So I limit my experiments to small budgets and a time frame. And the experiments can be creating a website, creating a small tool, a sign-up page, a Google Form page, a question on LinkedIn, just to test out if that concept would resonate with my target audience before really investing full-fledged into the product. So I would test with those small experiments and then I would start expanding on the experiments. So an experiment can be something as simple as doing a one-page product with simple no-code tools or just a form. And I think that I've seen that that's the best way to really test out the market, understand what they want, because in the end, what people are doing, they're selling products to their customer base. And if it doesn't resonate and with the customer base, then there's no point in creating that product or tool or service. So, yeah, before you go full-fledged in, the best advice I would give you is experiment. Use the scientific method. Test out what works, go through that cycle until you find what works, and then that's where you put most of your effort and most of your time and build upon that to make something really wonderful.
Yeah, I think very interesting take and what's happening. Good advices, if you wanna, if I wanna call them. I'm gonna go for my last question, which is crucial. Leap has somehow started. Leap Nights has been, you know, done yesterday. I think today there's other activities. And on Sunday, we have Leap. I've been there different times. I was invited as a speaker also, a lot of privilege. It's an amazing event. But I want to focus now what's after Leap. So what are we expecting? What are the big plans for the future?
All right. So first of all, as we said at Leap, we're launching ChatSite and we're showcasing another two or three products that are in that are under our belt. But what's really after Leap is launching those products that we discussed, like BLDR, like AI Academy. With AI Academy also, we're going to put together courses, and there are going to be some free courses where people can go on and learn about AI, what is AI, and how to use AI. We believe in giving back to the community before anything else, because the community has given us so much. So I truly believe in empowering people and allowing them to understand and see the vision that we see and have those capabilities. In addition, we are going to be releasing some end user applications. So most of our applications and platform right now are focusing on B2B, but we also want to empower users. So we're going to be releasing some tools that are assistants that you can use on a personal level. So stay tuned to that. I think it's going to be very interesting. So to see how those assistants come into play and what they will be doing. Yeah, and yeah, that's it.
Amazing, Yusuf. Thank you for being with us today. I think it's very interesting. So here we go. Join them in LEAP. They are both H1A P84, whole 1A P84. They are there to service you, to help you. You can reach Yusuf at Innova Solutions or Yusuf at innovasolutions.ai, if I'm not mistaken. I'll put them in the description, everything related to that, so you can connect directly with Yusuf. And I just want to say good luck on the event itself. I know it's an interesting one. There will be a lot of innovation also happening aside you. I have a lot of clients also that are joining there. It's really interesting times. So with that, I just want to give you the floor for the last minute in case you want to say anything so that we conclude this episode.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Rudy, for having me today. It's really been a pleasure always to be on with you, talking about the latest cutting edge things and what's going on around the world, especially in the MENA region. Again, I want to say we have a very promising future ahead of us in the region. A lot of innovation, a lot of investments coming into the space, into startups, into accelerators, incubators, support systems that really give the entrepreneurs here the courage to grow and to do the things they do. And I believe with AI becoming more and more mainstream on the level of creating the startup. I know there's a lot of fluff and a lot of people are talking AI, but I believe that there are also a lot of people doing a lot of amazing things with AI. Personally, I've met a lot of these startups and I've seen what they're doing. And what I want to do is I want to call out to business to really come and look for these startups because they have amazing products. I've seen people doing live subbing and dubbing like in real time. We have a real time chat agent that talks to you also in real time. Like there are things that are on the cutting edge of things, on the cutting edge of tech, where even in Europe and the States they have this kind of technology. So that's my final call. I'd say big industry, Microsoft's, Cisco's, AMD's of the world, look for us as startups. Look for the startups. Come and sit with us and see what we have, because there's a lot of benefit. There's a lot of innovation, and you should grab onto that.
Indeed. Supporting startups, supporting those innovations, most importantly, is what we're looking for. Thank you, Yusuf, again, for being a part with us. And don't forget, join him in LEAP, and hopefully, you have your own free site directly integrated and for you to use. So with that, I'd like to say thank you and see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Rudy.